My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Oh, my pants are a little tight this morning. I bet you yours are too. Hey, it's the show about food, fun places, mayhem of life. It is an Easter Monday, holiday for some, back to work, and back from spring break for so many. Across the country and all over the place as we try and sneak into these pants and get them all buttoned up. Hope you had a great Easter weekend. Lots to eat and lots of fun with friends and family. And welcome into the Beach Bunker to start another week. Away we go. Let's go. Let's go. It's April Fool's Day today. I hope nobody fooled you already. There'll be no fooling. We'll talk a little bit about April Fools. And you've been given the heads up, the warning, so just be on the lookout for people pulling the wool over your eyes. But in this new era of fake news all over the place, April Fool's Day is kind of losing its luster a little bit, isn't it? There's some carbon tax protests set for 8 o'clock this morning, and we're watching that closely. Of course, we've got 2 hours of live content streaming on all platforms for the first hour, and the second hour will be exclusively on Twitch. So I'm thinking that hour two could be interesting. It could be maybe a nothing burger. Maybe there will be some highways shut down. Apparently some protests will also happen in major cities across the country. So we'll be watching that as the morning unfolds, because it is April 1, and that means that the federal minimum wage goes up starting today in this country, and the carbon tax goes up, which means that you're going to start paying more on anything that kind of hits a truck, anything that is brought in anywhere. There's going to be a few cents tacked on at every stage of that, so people obviously not happy about that. The government putting that carbon tax in to help in the fight against climate change, so it's opened up, of course, a huge debate, but things are expensive enough as it is, right? And nice to see that, you know, some federal workers are going to get a bump in their salary. Lizzo has decided to quit. I don't know if you saw this on Friday. She posted on social media, "I quit," and then took off. I mean, she's got enough money. We'll investigate. We'll see what the latest is on Lizzo. The Excalibur Hotel, somebody staying there on the weekend returned back to their room to find a guy laying, a stranger laying in your bed. Yes, all your suitcases, all your stuff is there. And you return from an afternoon of gambling and some Easter fun, and there's somebody sleeping in your bed. Wasn't there a nursery rhyme that went along that? And we're going to talk about escaping to your happy place. 7 in 10 say this morning that they can escape to a happy place. Pam's GT Clarso Spa, absolutely lovely. Oh, it doesn't get much better than that, Pam. It's pretty nice, hey? Holy cow. Yeah, that's a million-dollar spot. Literally. It was like millions and millions of dollars in renovations. And if you've not been to Clarso Spa, I would think that now that spring break is over, do it now before summer kicks in May long weekend. You've kind of got this window between now and May long weekend that you'll probably get up there with ease. Once May long weekend kicks in, I don't know if you're going to get in there. The Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa sponsors on the show. Thank you for that, Pam. Nice little segue there. Visit the Elkhorn Resort and Clarso Nordic Spa and enjoy the beautiful hot tubs, the one cool tub. There is a process involved, and of course, they've got experts on hand. All kinds of special treatment for you and your girlfriends, or maybe you and a romantic partner. Check out Clarso Nordic Spa at Elkhorn Resort Clear Lake. And this week at the Elkhorn Resort, they have got a birdhouse making... Create your own birdhouse at the Elkhorn. This is a birdhouse building workshop, April the 3rd from 7 till 9. For $25, you can build a beautiful home for birds and try your hand at some new skills. They'll be doing that on site at the Elkhorn. Call 848-2802 and again, check them out for that beautiful spa. At Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express, again, when you get your oil change and service done there, you're helping out the community every time you get your oil change. Don't forget that a dollar goes to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House. Get your multi-point inspection done and be on your way. Man, we are going to be into the summer driving season in a hurry, and you got to make sure you got fresh oil in that vehicle. And if you need fresh oil, pull up to the doors at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And you've always got time for Tim Hortons, introducing the Savory Pinwheels. Two buttery, flaky, delicious options to choose from. Choose from roasted red pepper and Swiss and caramelized onion and Parmesan. Oh, yeah. Check that out. Two buttery, flaky, delicious options to choose from. Served warm. They're the new pinwheels. And they're calling your name at Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with 10 locations to serve you. Of course, they're in Brandon, Verdun, Nipaw, Dauphin, and Mooseman. The latest information that we have from the RCMP today. This is the big story of the day. They are planning detours ahead of the carbon tax protest set for today, okay? Here's what's happening. The protests are supposed to get started at 8 o'clock this morning. They're calling it the nationwide protest against carbon tax. 8 a.m. at provincial borders and different cities across the country. One protest is planned out east in the Westhawk Lake area near the Ontario border. Another one is scheduled near Kirkella, Saskatchewan. In a notice to residents, the Real Municipality of Wallace Woodworth said RCMP will be detouring traffic onto municipal roads. Though the exact routes aren't known, possible roads that may be affected are 66 northwest of Elkhorn, Road 69 northwest of 542, and 174 south of the Trans-Canada Highway. RCMP say additional information will be provided to the public as required. Just a few people and a couple of signs, or they could block a whole bunch of stuff. The carbon tax takes a jump, but we are not to worry. Apparently, we're all getting big fat checks. However, that is not going to happen, I don't think. Wab Kanoo, our premier, said late last week that he's got his own plan to help the environment. So that might get us out of the carbon tax, but then there's no rebates. Oh, I would love to know what the topics of discussion were at your Easter table. What would you say were the top two things that people talked about around the Easter table this past weekend? I'm so curious. I really want to know. Because affordability was a big topic, and I think it was pretty much the major topic. So you have a lot of little stuff that you talk about, but probably taking up the most real estate in the amount of time you're sitting around the Easter table. I think affordability and issues related to the economy and affordability were a hot topic of conversation. Emil Zaruni on Facebook. Hello. Mama Sunday says gas yesterday in Regina was $1.50.29, and it's going up today again. Although the reason ours isn't at $1.50.29, keep in mind, is that, again, our premier took the gas tax off because he knew people would be infuriated. And he ran on that promise that if he'd won the election, he would remove the gas tax at least until the end of June. And he did that. Now he might make it permanent. $1.529 and going up. Oh boy, it's time to get out our bicycles. It's time to ride a bike. Even big guys like me want to save a dollar, so it's time to ride the bike. They did cocktails and candy canes at Christmas time and raised a lot of funds, very well attended. And it's a fundraiser, and it's a chance to kind of have a get together, some cocktails or mocktails. And this time around, the event is called the Garden Gala, April the 25th. Now, we do have 3 weeks, but I'm a little concerned. Here's why. Tickets are just $5 for members and $10 for non-members. And this is going to sell out. This event is going to sell out, and I want the Sunseekers to be there because this is kind of kickoff to the growing season. It's the showcase of the greenhouse just before things get ripping and roaring over there at Alternative Choice Garden Center into the busy season. So Thursday, April 25th, mark that on your phone. It goes from 5 until 8 p.m., and there will be a candy bar. Your ticket gets you two signature cocktails or mocktails. And again, those tickets are only available for a limited time. Proceeds going to Bee City Brandon. So do check that out. give them a call or visit the website, alternativegroup.ca. Oh, man, I hope that you can still take advantage of their winter fair special. They had a 60-minute float and 20-minute halo therapy combo for $69. If you do want to get in, give them a call. Call Corey and let her know that you would like to try this for yourself. Try this incredible soak, this incredible float, and you call 727-4199. And they also have a massage therapist that is going to be coming this month, actually. So if you're in need of a massage, remember Natural Elements Wellness Center. The new masseuse will be coming in from Winnipeg. They just made this announcement a few days ago, actually. Pretty excited about it. That Heather Mattis is coming from Winnipeg. Watch for future information involving Heather and introducing her to the community and details on how to get booked with Heather. An absolutely lovely person with 10 years experience offering therapeutic massage. Sad to leave her clients in Winnipeg, but she has got to expand a little bit and is coming to Brandon. So watch for Heather at Natural Elements Wellness Center. And again, if you'd like to go for that incredibly relaxing soak, give them a call or visit them at 2940 Victoria Avenue. Oh, man, it is an incredible place to take the family. They had a big Easter egg special event as well at the convention center at the casino over the weekend. Kids having a blast at that. And Chapel Heart was the concert announcement last week, May 19th, at the Skydancer Casino Event Center. Chapel Heart was featured on America's Got Talent and will have one show only again, May the 19th, $29 tickets. Give Skydancer Casino a call or visit them online, skydancercasino.com, and give them a follow on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as well to stay up to date on all the loyalty programs and special events happening at the Skydancer Casino. April Fool's Day. April Fool's Day. It's hard to pull an April Fool's prank nowadays because misinformation is just so prevalent. This is from 10 years ago.
I've been farming for years. I've never seen anything like it.
This prank from a British broadcaster is the sort of joke that can catch you off guard. It sort of makes sense that someone would try to improve on egg design with a square version.
Very, very tightly packed, so you can fit a lot more into smaller spaces. Very, very convenient.
Don't laugh this one off too quickly. I tricked a couple of people in our office with it.
Hi, I'm Brad Ross, head of corporate communications for the TTC.
The Toronto Transit Commission unveiled a new funding plan this morning, saving money by closing subway stations and turning them into condos. Noisy condos.
Will people really want a subway train?
See, but it's impossible to do this now because people would believe that to be true.
Exaggerate this.
We found some guests were frustrated with AM and PM.
Canadian airline WestJet is moving to a new clock, apparently trying to be more Canadian.
Effective today, we're converting all of our scheduled arrival and departure times to metric time.
The conversion is pretty simple. Multiply by 60, add the minutes, divide by 1.44, and presto.
What time is my WestJet flight today?
7:37 minutes.
Easy.
Well, I'm a little biased.
The head of Virgin Airlines, Sir Richard himself, unveiled a new feature today. Individual climate control for each and every seat.
Or if you run a little hot, like me.
See, like you watch this and go, did they do that? Is it real? It's impossible. It has to be beyond ridiculous for people not to get fooled.
For cell phone company Fido, it's rebranding, replacing the dog with
the cat.
Adding another reason for cats and dogs not to get along.
Yes, we can.
Okay, so again, that is from years ago. It's impossible to play an April Fool's prank in the media on, and WestJet used to be really good. They'd have something that came out every year that would be completely ridiculous, and everyone would eye roll and go, it's April 1st. And now you can't do it. Half the people will just, really? Is that true? And I mean, Paul introduced me to a Facebook group that is complete parody. It's in Winnipeg, and I think it's called the City of Winnipeg Rules and Regulations Group. Now, in people's defense, it looks pretty realistic, and they do commandeer. They use like the City of Winnipeg's logo on this page, but it's complete parody. But when people see things in print and they see pictures, it is just, I don't know what has happened to us. Road Reverend says every day is April Fool's Day now. It kind of is. So they post stuff like, for public release, in light of recent events in Baltimore, the city of Winnipeg is taking proactive measures regarding their bridges. We're pleased to inform you that crews have successfully installed toll cameras on the Provencher Bridge. I mean, this looks real. These guys go to great lengths to mess with people. While lots of people are having fun with this post, this was done like a few days ago, not on April 1st. A few days ago, look at the comments, 208 shares. And I bet you out of the 208 shares, half those people think, they have got cameras now that will charge you when you go across the bridge and put it towards improving the bridge. Oh my God. Ah, this is terrible. It's like, but oh, they're going to get people riled. Oh my. They're going to get people riled up, I'll tell you. So Lizzo, this was rather shocking, and I hope that she comes back. Because Lizzo said on Friday, I quit. She'd had enough. And the thing is that she is not the first celebrity to essentially have had enough of social media, enough of the garbage, and just shut it all down. This happened again on Friday. Turn up
the music. This morning, Lizzo taking a stand. I've got a feeling I'm gonna be all right. The Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter making a career out of her uplifting anthems.
I decided to dedicate my life to making positive music.
But now fans are wondering if the Grammy winner has gone silent. You are.
So special.
Oh man, this is not good.
Lizzo posting an emotional message on Instagram, writing in part, I'm getting tired of putting up with getting dragged by everyone in my life and on the internet. I'm starting to feel like the world doesn't want me in it. I didn't sign up for this. I quit.
She's always been critically acclaimed, beloved by her fans. So I think that it's such a huge moment that she's saying that she's potentially stepping away from the music industry. It's definitely a shift from the Lizzo that we first got to know and that we've known for a few years now.
It's unclear whether the 35-year-old is referring to quitting the entertainment industry, social media, or public life entirely. This statement coming 2 months after the singer's attempt to dismiss a sexual harassment lawsuit filed against her by three of her former background dancers was denied. Lizzo now facing two lawsuits accusing her of creating a hostile work environment, detailing allegations of inappropriate sexual behavior, assault, and harassment. Those dancers speaking to our Janae Norman last year.
I voluntarily left on my own accord because the treatment was just so disgusting on everyone's part. It was so blatant.
Lizzo denying all charges against her. On Thursday, performing at a record-breaking $26 million fundraiser for President Biden's campaign. One day later, posting that statement on Instagram.
That's
leaving
it.
Some wondering whether Lizzo's post is a direct result of backlash against her for performing at that high-power event.
Well, there's going to be a camel, or there's going to be a straw that breaks a camel's back, and that might have been it. There was a ton of money raised, and there was just a lot of backlash around that event. If you didn't see it, chances are you didn't. Joe Biden got together with Barack Obama and Bill Clinton. They had like the super friends of politics in America. We have to join forces and take on Donald Trump. And then they had like all these celebrities show up, and all the celebrities got roasted on the internet because they were part of this thing. And Lizzo being one of them. But she is so popular, and the internet is so awful. Selena Gomez came to my mind immediately. She had to quit the internet for some time. She only took a couple of months off, but she did the same thing. She went online and just said, I'm not doing this anymore. I have to save my mental health, because people are rude. They think that because you're a celebrity, you can say anything you want to them. And we know on X, there is a lot of trolls out there that don't even use, they're not using their real name. There's no accountability. So it's just hurtful garbage hurled after hurtful piece of garbage hurled at people. Hey, you're just a human being. Eventually you can't take it anymore. Molly says, when you're telling your back dancers that they need to lose weight, that's why people drag you. Well, and the allegations haven't been proven in court yet. But would that be the first time in entertainment that's ever been said before? I'm not condoning it. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying that the entertainment business as a whole is a pretty awful thing. It is show business. It is to attract people to watch and listen. And oftentimes that means that there are things that are said that could not be said in a normal work environment. You can't say some of those things in a normal work environment. But the entertainment business is unlike anything else.
It is ruthless, highly competitive, terribly unlucrative until you hit it big. And it's all dependent on how good you sound and how good you look. Quinton says possibly promoting dangerously unhealthy lifestyle choices is catching up with her. Oh, come on. She's not saying go eat cheeseburgers like yours truly is. I think it's just the general haters out there. And the thing is, as soon as you get success, that comes from anything. As soon as you become a big star like Lizzo and you've got the guys that you want to have, you've got the money that you want, you've got the career that you want, people are going to try. It's called crabs in the bucket. This is a real thing. And the crabs in the bucket have pulled her down. She got up and the crabs in the bucket, and crabs in the bucket will grab other crabs to get out of the bucket, knowing full well there's no chance they're going to get out of the bucket, but they don't care because they get great satisfaction in just grabbing the other crabs and pulling them down. Ah, Lizzo, don't let them get you down.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
This is a 20-foot by 20-foot kit that can be assembled in 15 minutes. It's called Officer Owl's Modern Foldable Home. I don't need a camper anymore. I'm just going to buy one of these. Who needs a camper when you can have a cottage? Some people are living in these things. There's the floor plan. Basically three rooms, actually four if you include the bathroom. And that's a bigger bathroom than you'd find in some campers. Kitchen, dining room, living room, and two bedrooms. And this is what it looks like on the inside. This thing costs less than $20,000 US and you can set it up in 15 minutes. The oversized kit includes a steel frame amped with a hydraulic ceiling, floor, and four walls. The foldable home is user-friendly. You don't need to be a construction wizard to set it up. And it can withstand hurricane force winds and earthquakes. It's been tested by Amazon. And I like it because I don't have to be handy. What is it that Red Green says? If they can't find you handsome, at least they can find you, hope they find you handy. I'm neither. So I've just won at life. I can get one of these. Derek wants to know how insulated, though. Well, it is insulated. Look at that kitchen. Now, it's not the world's biggest house. It's small. It's a tiny place. But look at how cute that is. I mean, come on. For less than $20,000, and it has a lifespan of 25 years. The frame is flame retardant, waterproof, thermally insulated as well. It can also withstand grade 8 earthquakes and grade 10 winds. And the home has a lifespan of 25 years. So essentially, it is one part camper. It's probably very similar to what an insulated camper trailer would be like. There it is, all set up. Puzzle Lake Pierogi, good morning, says, new cabin. No kidding. What is the cost? It's a do-it-yourself project. Oh, here we go. The home features built-in electrical system complete with LED. It's also equipped with a fully plumbed kitchen and bathroom, allowing it to function as almost anything from an office to your own personal gym. And you don't need to limit the space to a garage or tool shed. You could even use it as a home, as many are. The tiny home is priced at $13,000 US, which still comes in under 20 Canadian just. But remember in Canada when you could get a home for $30,000 or $40,000? Well, it looks like we can again. Now, it's not going to be CSA approved, I bet. And that is kind of a big deal for insurers in this country. So I don't know. We'd have to investigate. Oh, this is through Amazon.ca. So they do the Canadian conversion. So for me to buy this house today, if I hit buy right now, apparently I'm logged into my Amazon account. $15,000, it'll be on my doorstep. This is not an April Fool's joke. This is an actual home. That's a decent-sized bathroom. That's going to be the most important thing. I want room to shower and room to poop. And it looks like I got both. Amazon's $15,000 home. There's the bathroom. Oh, that's all they showed us was the bath. That's got lots of room in it. Lots of room. And it folds out in 15 minutes. This is, they're going to set it up here. Holy cow. All right. Let's watch them set it up. Set it up, boys. So that's how it comes in a shipping container. And then you just unfold it. Okay. This is so wild. Okay, so you do need a wrench, and it's handy to have hard hats, and then you just winch it down, level it off, make sure it's level. I guess they've kind of been inspired by a shipping container. And then you unfold the walls. That's it. And done. Genius. Holy cow. $15,000 and you got a home. Hallelujah. We have solved the housing crisis. Oh, you got to put a little caulking in there. There you go. There is your $15,000 home. And what more do you need? It's got a good bathroom in there. It's got a kitchen. It's got it all set and ready to go. Do they have some video of the inside? Once it's set up, I want to see the inside. Yeah, there is lots of videos of it being set up, but very few, lots of pictures from the inside, but not much in the way of video from the inside. But boy, the price is right, I'll tell you. The price is right. For 15 grand, you'll have a house, and yeah, I wonder how insulated. I guess we can do some digging. I don't have the particulars, but like I say, I'll post this link on the website at TylerGlennShow.com in the show notes for later, and you can have a look-see and see how insulated it is. Will it withstand minus 40 degree temperatures in the middle of January? Likely not. However, if you had a piece of property that had some trees around it, kept you out of the wind, I don't think it would do that bad. I don't know. This lunchtime, pick up a pizza bun over at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Oh, they had had so many of their hot cross buns over the weekend. I am hot cross bunned out. I've made up for 5 years prior not really eating hot cross buns and raisin bread. Oh my God, what a weekend for raisin. Yes, Kuiper's Family Bakery has all the bacon you could want, from cinnamon buns and sticky buns to cookies and cakes and, of course, your hot dogs and hamburger buns that you're going to need this week when that barbecue gets going again with the warm weather on its way. Stop into Kuiper's Family Bakery and get some big goodies today at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner, beside Tasty's. At Auto Fashion, they'll have your vehicle looking like new for the spring season, whether it's inside or outside. They'll offer you paint protection. That invisible paint protection will take care of your baby, your investment. You put a lot of money into that car, and if you want to keep it protected, you're going to want to take it to our friends at Auto Fashion. MPI accredited. They'll take SGI claims too. Spring means a fresh start, so get that fresh start at Auto Fashion at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. Freedom from fees. As the real estate market heats up again in springtime, don't forget you can receive $2,000 when you transfer over an existing mortgage or when you're approved for a new mortgage. Some conditions apply. See one of Sunrise Credit Union's 19 branches for all the details, or simply visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. Don't know if they're cheaper. I think they're $25,000 to $30,000, but they are nicer. They're wood. And look at there, and they're going to be some work to, they're going to be some work to put together. They're tiny, they're beautiful, but they're going to be a little bit of work to put together. Oh, there's one for 15 grand, tiny one for 13. That's not too, oh, they got one for $8,000. Well, that's really tiny. That's like a shed with windows on it, a shed with windows. So bunky life. I will also include this link on my website at TylerGlennShow.com so you can compare them. The gas bump, though, the price of gas going up again this morning, and we knew that was going to happen because of the carbon tax. $1.43.9. Jamie says we now pay 50% in taxes on gas. OMG. $1.59.9 in Alberta. Yesterday was $1.39. Filled up yesterday. Saskatoon is supposed to be up by noon. Clint says driving or owning a vehicle is now for the high tax bracket people, getting priced out of everything. Debbie says, I wish this was an April Fool's joke. Michelle says, craziness. I wonder how the carbon tax protests will be today. Sounds like lots are going. We filled up vehicles yesterday. Canada-wide protest. Hopefully everyone is safe and respectful, says Road Reverend. Absolutely. Justin says, unfortunate we have a government who does not seem to care how badly they hurt their citizens. Oh, they're just disconnected. They have no idea. They truly do not have any idea. In a way, I kind of almost feel bad for them too, because they're idiots. I'm saying this as respectful as I can. I'm not trying to name call. They're just not intelligent. And it's because they're disconnected. They're on a different playing field. It is like you trying to identify with somebody who lives in China. You've likely never been to China. You don't know what living in China is like. And so how could you possibly identify with somebody living in China? You just can't. But it seems weird because they're not in another country. They're in our country. In fact, they're the leaders of our country. But they are on such a different planet. They have no idea what they are doing to the citizens of the country. They just have no clue. And that's why someone like Wab Kanu, who is the new premier of our province, has said, look, we'll come up with our own plan. Because he's new on the job, and he's still making his first impression. He understands that people, like, he sees the hurt. He's closer to the street, I guess, than the average politician is. He's certainly closer to Manitobans because he's here and knows that maybe we can come up with a better plan. We'll have to wait and see. But anyway, brace yourself. Brace yourself. It could be a bit of a struggle this month. These people brace themselves on a United flight. Was it San Francisco? United Boeing 777 had to return to its airport because the poo from the broken toilet flowed into the cabin. This is not necessarily the airplane that took off. Well, this is another incident where the wheel came off. Oh, these poor Boeing planes. What the hell is going on? Wheels are falling off. Doors are opening up inadvertently. And now the shitter was full. That's a Cousin Eddie. The shitter was full! Well, the plane took off from Frankfurt. And it got over the sea. And people started hitting that bing-bong bell. Bing-bong. Is everything okay? Something stinks. It stinks bad in here. After inspection, the cabin crew found that one of the toilets in the 7-year-old plane was defective. Well, you can't be flying without a pooper. The aircraft immediately made contact with ground engineers, hoping they could fix the problem while the aircraft kept circling over the North Sea. Round and round we go with the shitter that overflow. Round and round we go with the shitter that overflow. Passengers also reported that the contents of the tank overflowed and entered the cabin, which made the situation worse. Thank you, Molly, for the blessing. I appreciate it. So anyway, they got back safely and soundly and then got another airplane and they were on their way. But boy, that was the shittiest flight that ever left Germany. I'll tell you, that was crap. So this woman returned to her room at the Excalibur in Las Vegas and found a guy sleeping in her hotel room bed. How would this be? Oh, my God, and there's video.
Excuse me, sir.
Holy crap.
Excuse me.
You in the wrong room.
Excuse me.
Big Daddy. Big
excuse
Daddy.
Excuse me. Hello.
Big Daddy. You in the wrong room.
Hello.
Holy man, how did he get in there?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
You in the wrong room.
Excuse me.
Big Daddy. Big
Excuse
Daddy.
Excuse me.
Big Daddy.
Hello?
Big Daddy. You in the wrong
Hello.
Whoa. How does something like that even happen? This person says, I've had a situation where I'd been given keys to an occupied room a few times through the years. In each case, I noticed a person or their belongings and then just simply went back to the front desk to ask for another room. Well, I had that happen once in all my years where you put the key in the door and it opened the door and there was somebody in there already. And it looked like they had just checked in. So obviously there's some confusion at the front desk. This woman had another woman with her, and thank God everything ended up okay. But I would certainly be asking for some kind of credit on my hotel bill if I had come home to a stranger lying in my bed. Not to mention, I just want a new room. This guy is in my bed. It creeps me out. It's gross. No, this is unbelievable. Anyway, and no word. This just happened on the weekend, so no word on how she made out. She just posted this. It's like, yeah, this is crazy. I'm going to see if there's an update on her ex, though. Is she calling him Big Daddy? Yes. But the affordability of this place. Yeah, we stayed at the Excalibur last time we were in Vegas. I don't know if I'm going to stay there again. It was, they've let it go a little. You know when the hotel has turned the corner. You know what I mean? And they're like, it was okay. It was enough. We got through it. We're like, okay, we're not coming back to this place. No, that is not going to happen. Uncle Ruby says, this is the dirty castle in Vegas. The dirty castle. And then lots of people slam in the hotel, but no explanation, nothing. Big Daddy, LMFAO. Holy cow. Wow. Don't forget, you're not a customer, but you're a member. Whether you are shopping at their home building centers, you're getting your gasoline or your diesel or your propane for your barbecue, or you're getting those burgers to throw on that propane barbecue grill. Every time you shop, you're contributing back to the co-op and you are a member. And there are dividends at the end of the year for members of the co-op. So become a co-op member today and take advantage of premium products at an affordable price. And again, money that will go back into your wallet or purse at the end of the year. Visit Heritage Co-op, Pembina Consumers Co-op, Twin Valley Co-op, Valley View Co-op, Boundary Co-op, Nipaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. At Leon's Furniture Superstore, always an affordable way to purchase furniture, appliances, and electronics. And the employee pricing event continues. It is on until April the 3rd, where you pay what they pay. Imagine if you're an employee at the store. You get a discount, the employee discount. And even though you don't work at Leon's, you're going to get the employee discount this week. So keep that in mind. It's only on until the 3rd. That'd be Wednesday. And that could mean incredible savings on the cruise. Leather two-piece sectional, now just $935. Dining room set, the Breeze six-piece dining set, on for $678. The Flair three-piece queen bed, employee price, $498 after your discounts. Just a few of the many specials you'll find at leons.ca or at Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue. And as the real estate season gears up for another hot spring, you're going to need a lawyer. If there's ever a real estate transaction, lawyers are required. And it doesn't have to be a stressful experience. It can actually be fun. And if you want a fun and understanding lawyer, go to Eplaw Office for real estate transactions, corporate law matters, or estate law concerns. Trust Eplaw Office, building lasting relationships one case at a time. 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC on 18th Street. Cooking some hot dogs on the patio. Oh, and that's the kind of week it's going to be this week. Guys, I'm serious. Get some stuff marinating. Get your propane filled up. Go to co-op. Get your propane filled up because this is going to be shorts and sandals week in Manitoba. I promise. Shorts and sandals. Shorts and sandals. Doesn't feel like it this morning. We're still cool. But it's going to be a great week. Lots of sunshine, and we'll be into the mid-teens by the weekend in the sunshine. So great weather ahead. Thanks for being here, guys, to start the week. Full week this week. Back in at new month has begun. Have a great first day of April. We'll do this again tomorrow. More food, fun places, mayhem of life. You know the drill. There is a beach chair waiting for you, and I can't wait to see you again tomorrow. Thank you so much for being here. And we'll join forces again tomorrow at 7. Have a great day and enjoy your week. We'll see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock, okay?